Welcome to Revolution. You are now tuned in with your host, Flex, and your co-host, Psych. He's just a normal.
Damn, what the fuck?
What was that last part?
Yo, I was about to say, Psych, he's just another motherfucking host. So I said co-host. I didn't mean to say that.
God. That's staying in. That's great. You couldn't have done that any better, actually.
Yeah.
We are back to the show Revolution. Yes, I am X, and with us we have Flex.
Yes, sir. That's me, the guy who just messed up that.
Make sure you check out lovelyworld.com. Oh, lovelyworldmusic.com to check them out. They provide the music for the intro and the outro. They are amazing. They are on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Spotify, Apple Music. They do it.
Yep,
well.
Yep.
Oh, and they just put out a new video. What is it called?
You just told
you know,
me.
Actually. You know, darling. 2 weeks ago.
You know, darling.
And they put out a lyric video 6 days ago. It is super chill, super creative. I don't think Flex has seen it yet, but we will get on that. He will get on that.
Yep. Just heard about it.
Yep,
they had actually haven't been on YouTube in a while. We've been busy, bro. We've been busy.
They had a pretty decent show at TLC. Yeah. Hope they have more shows.
Yeah. You would. I wish I would have got to go.
Yeah. So the topic of this show. What is the topic?
What is the topic?
I'm gonna cut that out. I'm just playing, bro.
We've been gone for 2 weeks.
So we've been gone for 2 weeks. Why? Well, we can't talk about it right now. We don't have time. We are going to talk about cold showers and our results from the challenge that we did starting March 1st to March 21st. We were supposed to do 21 days of cold showers. I completed that. I don't think Flex did. What say you, sir?
That's why he insinuated the supposed to so hard just now.
Yeah.
Well, yes, I was supposed to also be in that month of those cold showers.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I started off hot. You know, I was going in strong, man. You know, I remember we talked about it.
We talked about our first day. We were like, let's talk about that. So the first time I took a cold shower was March 1st. I went in pretty much expecting it to be terrible, and because I had that mindset, it was exactly that. It was the worst. My body was clenching. I was freezing up. Like, I was literally, my back was, you know, when you're in like cold weather, like really windy, airy, like it's just freezing, and you like clench your back to like, I don't know, you like clench your core to, because you're just,
shoot, all you gotta tell them is a cold shower. Everybody felt cold water.
Yeah, that's how I was. And my body was literally freezing up in the shower, and I was like, if I don't do something, I'm going to die here. So I had to tell my mind, like, relax, bro. You got this. Like,
for sure,
breathe, right. Like, unclench your core. It's just water. Like, this isn't anything super crazy. And that actually helped. Like, after that, like, the rest of the shower was good. But, like, those first 30 seconds or, like, that first minute, I was dying, man. I didn't know. I was like, what did I get myself into?
Yeah, man. I mean, it honestly stayed. Because I went in with that mindset. You know, the first time I was in it, yes, it was horrible, you know. I honestly was shocked, you know. My breathing went crazy for a moment. I was wanting to jump out, you know. I was standing on the edge. I was like, oh, man, like, this water is cold. I already hate water. So I'm not a swimmer. So I
this was supposed to be your breaking period, and you failed.
Yeah, I know, man. I know. But literally, it was one of those points, you know, where I was like, why am I doing this to myself? And I knew what the reason was. But at the point for the whole purpose of it, as it being, you know, a mental relief, It was not that for me. It was like more of a battle, even though I maybe didn't go through.
But that's what the cold showers are for. It's supposed to be a challenge, so that like
you do get. That's what I was just about to say.
You can't win them all, though. You can't win them all.
That's all I say. If I would have made it, or maybe you know, stayed in it longer.
I think if you make it the 2 weeks, you look forward to doing it every day after that.
Right, right. I can see how that can happen.
And you only went like about a week, so.
Even less. Like, it was definitely like 5-6 days. Mm-hmm. Tough break. But nah, man, how was it later on? Like, after like your first like week, or like you said, after your first 2 weeks, after you were just jumping in it, what was it like coming out? Well,
I learned a lot during this, and kind of the reason we did this, the reason we're recording to begin with is for the scholarship, right?
The mental health?
I'm pulling it up. All right. The Oak Ridge Institute for Science and Education undergraduate scholarship, which pretty much, you know, we pick a mental health challenge, do it for 21 days, record our progress, our process. Like, how does it affect mental health? What did we learn? Like, what do we suggest this to other students?
Only the strong.
I don't know. I'm trying to see. Yeah, so we're supposed to be either promoting it or discouraging the activity to other students. And ultimately, I think we should encourage it. And I learned different things. But after those first 2 weeks, they definitely get easier. And after the whole 21 days, I decided that I'm not going to take hot showers anymore. I don't know for how long, but for the foreseeable future, I don't see myself taking hot showers again.
Y'all hear this?
And I feel like that's kind of mind blowing to some people, like, because some people only do like, you know, 30 days. I think that's more common, is like 30-day challenge that you see on like YouTube and other places. That's what I've seen.
I'm gonna trick you into taking a hot shower.
The only way I'm gonna get back in hot water is when I go to Japan and I'm in saunas.
Oh, true, true. I'm about to say this dude's gonna be taking cold showers.
Other than that, I don't see myself like getting in hot water.
I guess that's a pretty solid
because of what I get out of it, which we can go over. But like, what did you, since we have two different outlooks, like you only were in for like 5 days, do you think that helped at all? Maybe help realize some weaknesses, or were there any benefits?
I mean, for sure, I know for a fact one of the reasons it was going to be hard for me anyway is because I'm not a big water guy. I'm not a big aquatic creature.
You fear the water element.
I mean, I wouldn't say fear. That's a very strong word. I would say my confidence in the water isn't strong. And of course, in the shower, I'm not going to drown. Don't get me. I'm not anxious in the shower thinking I'm about to die. Yeah. But I mean, that cold water, man, I mean, that it sends you into some shock, bro. And it's like, it was more so along the lines that I did realize, you know, that, okay, I could keep going. Cause I mean, I push myself through things that, I mean, other people would give up on, but some people might be able to take the cold shower with, but I couldn't find, I guess I didn't have a strong enough, I guess, resolve to do it, you know? I didn't put it in stone first because it was too easy for me to give up if I only did it for 5 days.
What did you think while you were showering? What were your thoughts?
Oh, bro. All right. So,
or did you have any? Because the first day I did not have any. It was in and yes, I was like, it was more like getting my body under control than anything. And then that subsided. That was not an issue at all. After that, it was like, okay, I'm taking these cold showers. What am I getting out of this? Like, how can I take advantage? And that's when the learning process started.
I could feel that.
I don't know if you got to that point.
See, it started with exactly what you just said. Like, my body went into shock, And I first started thinking about, dang, yeah, drowning would definitely suck. Dang, going into shock would definitely suck. I would hate to be underwater. And then I was just like, okay, just try to control your breathing on there. Because I'm very well. I meditate very well. So, I mean, I was in there, and it took a lot for sure for me to just slow down and breathe. It was easy to untense my muscles because I would say, well, good, pretty good muscle control.
Yeah.
But the breathing is what was weird, you know, like I could control it. But, you know, even for the first day or so, maybe that shower sucked, you know, maybe by the third day, literally my thoughts were literally like, because I wake up in the morning and I shower, still cold in the morning. And I'm like, oh my goodness, like, why am I in this shower? My mindset wasn't in the right place, you know? I definitely didn't go through the process of, okay, even though I did think, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
My why led to a negative thought instead of the positive outcome I should have had as like a backup or a rebound, you know, to keep going.
But ultimately, it wasn't a bad thing that you did it.
No, because
all.
Like you said, I did learn something, you know? I would like to do it again, you know, because.
Well, bro, I haven't stopped, so come join me whenever.
Man, it's just like that's.
The new month starts tomorrow, man.
That dude is real, bro. Them cold showers ain't no joke, bro.
They're not a joke. It's life and death.
It is, though. You start thinking about life and death as soon as you feel how hard you're breathing in that shower.
Oh, man. You know, I wasn't really going to talk about it, but. I thought about death a few times. It's like, man, like, I don't know. I just thought about like the afterlife. Like, what if this is what life is like after? It's just cold. Like, that would suck, dude.
You know, that would definitely.
I would hate to like wake up somewhere and just be like as cold as I was like in a shower. Like, imagine like an alien spaceship. Like, you know, imagine like we woke up from our program and we wake up somewhere just freezing. Like. That would be a sucky way to like wake up.
You know? Yo, that would be horrible. Yeah, like
have you ever seen movies or like shows where like that happens? Like you're naked and you just wake up on the floor and you're like covered in cold water.
Yes, man. I was like, yo, the whole time you were imagining this.
Yeah,
the whole time you were in this
machine. A few thoughts here and there that like came with like that thought.
I mean, that thought is pretty prominent.
It's,
one.
It's a pretty real
many
one.
Movies.
Yeah,
right. Right. I mean, it's a pretty, it's a possibility, you know?
Yeah.
It definitely is a possibility.
Well, I don't want to get too far into the topic, but we should definitely do the alien thing soon.
Oh, bro. That's when we definitely going to have a pretty good guest on.
Yes. Let's
have we'll have soon. Probably the next episode.
Yep. Let's do it. Next episode.
Yo, you down? I mean, I'm down, bro.
Alien podcast with whoever our guest is.
And honestly,
and everyone has an opinion on that.
I was just about to say, if you don't believe in aliens, like I don't know what to say.
All right, back to the topic.
It's hard.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna go on with that. All
so, right. I learned a few things, and I learned that these cold showers, you know, the benefits that people tell you about, like, it's good for your skin, it boosts. Your immunity system.
Immunity, yes, yes.
I don't know. It wakes you up in the morning, et cetera, et cetera. Gets your day started. So what I realize is that all those things are true, but they're the least significant part about the whole process. Which I did not think this would occur because no one talks about it.
And what are you getting at? Like, ooh.
I jotted down four things that I learned while taking cold showers. The first thing is that this world is full of hardships, and the quicker you face them and head on, the easier it is for you in the long run. So that was one thing, is like life is full of challenges and you can't run from them. Like, you got to face them, and you're better off facing them head on. And while they arrive, like, don't put them off. It'll be good for you in the long run.
Right. Then to face them when you weren't prepared or when you don't want to.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you don't have a choice. You're going to have to do it. So might as well be now. And it might as well be with sure. Full intention.
Yep.
And that was one thing that like made the cold showers hard, because like you don't want to do it sometimes, and it, you know, it's hard. I think I mentioned it in the earlier episode, but like I would have to hype myself up like I was about to go onto a football field or like that intense sometimes.
Right.
It's like, right. Oh, like I know this, I have to do this. Like I can't not do it, essentially. Like I didn't give myself an option. And I think that is helpful going forward, because I've been making certain decisions in the past month, honestly, in the few weeks that I've been doing it, that I don't know if I would have made the decision if I hadn't been taking cold showers. Like, it's life changing.
So that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
The second thing is that your outlook on life truly has an effect on how you perceive hardship.
For sure. That's a given.
Yeah. So
that's crazy. That's nice.
That's the concept that you have the ability to control your environment, control things around you, and essentially control the outcome based on your mind, you know, mind over matter. And that came up when thinking about like, then how did you perceive the cold shower? Did you think it was going to be easy, or did you think it was going to be hard? And it was exactly how I thought it was, like, think going into it. So like the first few days, especially the first day when I thought it was going to be terrible, it was exactly that. It was the worst thing in the world.
Yep.
Honestly, that was the worst day. Day 2 to 20, more or less, were medium difficulty. The last day, I specifically told myself, I'm going to go into this thinking it's easy, thinking it's nothing. And when I didn't think, you know, I didn't think too much on it, like 5 seconds to between me turning on the faucet or whatever and me getting in, I was like, all right, it's just whatever. Like, I'm not even going to think about it. And I did that. And I was like, dang, like, this was easy. Like, I wish it could be easy every time like that.
Mm-hmm. But, that's, you know,
you have good days and you have bad days. The more you get used to controlling your mind, is the more like the easier it is to do it on the daily.
100%, man. That's why I can't be around someone who's always mad or always angry or aggravated, you know, because then that's just their outlook. That's all they're viewing things as. And that's all what they're creating around them. You know?
Yeah.
You're never going to make that cold shower easy, you know?
It, like, all the cold showers that I take even now aren't easy. There's some of them are hard. The easy ones, I would say, are the ones that I don't take at my place, like where I live, because my water is super cold where I live. Like, I feel like there's bad insulation or something, which is probably for the better for this challenge. But like when I go to the gym or like a hotel or like an Airbnb, the water isn't that super cold. Those are easy. I actually have fun taking those showers. I feel like I'm getting in the pool or something.
Yeah, that's actually funny. That's actually weird.
So the fact that I've put myself through worse, like, on a daily basis, like, it makes regular... You could think about it like life. Like, if you challenge yourself in anything, the more you're in that extreme environment, the easier, like hard things that would be hard for someone else, it's actually easy for you, and you enjoy it.
Yep, because you know how to sustain yourself.
Yeah.
Yes.
Number 3 is we have to be willing to challenge ourselves or we will never grow. Ooh, that's a good one.
That is.
we were actually talking about this last night. We were supposed to record, but we didn't because you fell asleep.
Man, you messaged me and then 30 minutes later messaged me again. Like, I thought you were asleep. I was like, okay, but I'm going to sleep.
What we were talking about before we got off the phone, before I was supposed to shower and record, was that you have to be willing to constantly challenge yourself, like put yourself through the ringer for what is going to seem like a little bit of hardship, essentially, when you really have to face it. So imagine, like, you know, you don't have to imagine, just think about like military or policemen. Like, they do a whole bunch of training for what? How often do officers ever actually shoot their gun with the intent to like kill or, you know, save someone's life? Hardly ever. if they ever do, you know, and
right.
they you know, they themselves say, like, God forbid I ever have to use my gun, but if I ever have to use it, like, I'm gonna know how to use it, because they had to train for it for so long, and that you're only gonna be using it for like a split second, but you have to know how to use it with extreme, like, accuracy. Precision and whatnot. And scale, yep. Yeah, so that's the thing, is like, you have to be willing to challenge yourself, put yourself through that training, or you'll never grow, and that stagnation is actually mentioned in one of the papers that I'm going to talk about in a minute. But if you're not growing, if you're not growing, you're dying, really.
Yeah, you're killing yourself off. You're not evolving your genes, I tell you that, your DNA. Yeah. Becoming stagnant.
we're meant to grow to a certain point, and I know I'm nowhere near like my potential, so.
And you will understand that for sure once we talk about these papers soon, what we mean by that.
So the final thing that I wrote down was that, and this one was, I learned this one not too far into it, actually. This is probably one of the first things I've learned, is that there are worse things in this world, so be grateful for what you do have.
Yes.
And understand that your life is not as bad as you think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so when I was taking cold showers, I was like, yeah, this is bad, but it only lasts for 5 minutes. Like, you know, people have to be hungry and don't have houses. You know, people are in forced labor, like, you know, like slaves, modern day slavery. People are trafficked. Those are all terrible things. Taking a cold shower is not bad at all. I'm privileged to be able to do something challenging for myself, you know? People sometimes don't have a choice.
Because even as we're taking cold showers, is that some people, you know, don't even have hot water. So cold showers are so natural to them, you know? That's crazy. Yeah, that's a good one.
They can't imagine a different world.
Right.
I know when I go to Mexico, we have like 1 hour when there's hot water in the whole town.
Yo.
So everyone fills up like tanks with, or like buckets or whatever, tubs with hot water, because it only lasts for an hour. And then, you know, you can take your shower and whatnot, or like take a sponge bath or something. And after that hour, like, that's it. You either got to heat up your water or take a cold shower.
Yo, you take a shower over there for 15 minutes and hold up the bathroom and you're getting your ass whipped.
Yeah. You really do, though. So,
yo, that's funny.
I'm excited to, like, go to another country where, like, there's no hot water and just be like, oh, yeah, I never take hot water baths.
What is wrong with you, silly American?
Yeah.
Whatever country that would be, they'd be like, this guy is a fool.
Yeah.
Nah, but that's crazy. Those are some good, I mean, that's some quality.
As you can see, none of those things are things that people mention, I don't think, like, when they take cold showers, unless you really talk to, like, someone who's personally done it.
Yeah, because, I mean, a lot of people don't take cold showers.
Right. Why do you think people avoid them? Like, I know I avoided them. Well, I tried them, and I tried the method of, like, taking a regular shower and then turning it down at the end. And I feel like there is some benefit from that, but nowhere near, like, what I've gone through in this past month with full cold showers every single day.
I think it's more, like, just the commodity, the style of it, like, nobody, like, it's the norm to take a hot shower, so nobody ever thought to take a cold shower. Not that they don't think to take a cold shower, it's just like it's uncomfortable because they've been told hot showers are, I mean, shoot, you can take a hot shower, man. Hot showers, I mean, I actually take warm showers. I hate when people take scalding showers. Yeah, right.
I know people that do, and it's like, how do you do that? And they'll stay in there for like an hour.
I'm like, how, man? That water's set to boil.
Yeah. I'm super bad about, like, using hot water.
Oh, man. Are you really?
Yeah. Like, when I wash my hands and there's, like, the last person left on the hot water, I'm like, no. My hands are burning off.
That's so funny. I hate burning my hands under some hot sink water, man.
Yeah.
You'll see it right under your thumbs.
I have a friend that takes foot baths in the sink.
Yeah. Well, in the sink.
and she uses or anywhere, but she uses super hot water. And what her feet? Her feet come out red, like like super red. And that's, I don't know why she does it exactly. Maybe we'll have her on one day as a guest, but it's kind of strange. I think it's like a calming thing. I'm not too sure. I think she just likes it.
Feet of bronze. That's crazy.
It's like a I don't know if it's like a coping method or something, but I don't know.
I mean, yeah, I don't think I'd be able to do such a thing. I mean, when I just busted up my foot, I actually took a foot bath and the water destroyed my foot because I did one boiling pot of water and then just mixed it with some regular hot water, and that was way too much. Yeah. I was like, whoa.
All right. We are going to take a water break.
Oh.
All right. So what's going to happen, because I'm in a predicament, I don't have water because I'm not home, I'm at school recording, I have to go run to the fountain when I say that we're going to drink water because I don't have a water bottle. None of the vending machines would work. They wouldn't take my car. They would only take cash.
We only want you to buy soda.
And I wanted to take it with creatine. I was so excited. I even brought my little thing of creatine, but it's not happening today. Unless I put a scoop in my mouth, go drink water real quick, and down it like that.
Listen to this guy. Listen to him. I'm a plotting scheme.
That's what I'm doing right now. All right. So in a few seconds, I will pour scoop in my mouth, run, you'll probably hear it in the background, drink some water while Flex keeps you entertained.
yes.
So join us in this journey of refreshing our palate.
Yes. Now, as I slowly reach over and grab this gallon of water, I will let you all slowly listen to me and screw the top. As I unscrew the top and set it down, I raise the gallon of Crystal Glacier's natural spring water to my lips. Refreshing. You hear that, man?
Nice. I needed
that. You got back literally just in time.
And I got my creatine in for the day. I feel like I'm growing again.
I need to get some
creatine. I actually need to talk about this at the end.
I haven't used anything. I need some creatine.
So two of the papers that I found related to mental health and cold showers are Harnessing the Four Elements for Mental Health by Jerome Saras, Michael DeManicor, Fiona Hargraves, and Jack Sonas. The second paper is Adapted Cold Showers as a Potential Treatment for Depression by Nikolai A. Shevchuk. So
Nikolai A. seemed like he forced people into taking cold showers.
Yeah, that sounds like, that's definitely a Russian name, right?
You will take cold shower in
Eastern European. I'm not really too sure. So Harnessing the Four Elements for Mental Health. I thought this was an interesting paper. It was written in 2019, and it pretty much talks about, you know, fire, air, water, and earth.
You know, the avatar.
Yeah, and how they affect mental health. And it's interesting because a lot of these things are almost known, but I don't think the Western world sees it in this way as a lot of the Eastern world does, if that makes sense. So for example, we can't go into every topic. This isn't a paper review, but they talk about like how Earth is, one thing that I could relate to is like camping, going in the mountains and whatnot, and how a lot of times people will have like escapades to, I don't know if that's the right word. They will have like
journeys or
they will have journeys,
spiritual way, you know, type of awakenings.
Yeah, they go into the mountains, they go into the forest, they go on the lake and whatnot, and they come out changed. Something changes them, and they experience nature. They experience like the beauty of life. That was one
thing. Being reconnected
from Earth. Fire, well, you have exposure to sunlight, heat, could be from a sauna or heated objects like hot rocks. I'm not too sure about that one. I did read the paper, but I didn't.
You know how they do that thing where you run across the hot rocks?
Yeah. That, and you know how, like in Finland, that's like a everyday thing for them.
Yep.
And that's like one of the healthiest places in the world, like healthiest populations.
Wow.
Yeah. So I might have to, and it sucks because like it's COVID. So like no saunas are open. Not here anyway, not in the U.S.
Well, you jump in some COVID juice.
What COVID juice?
That's exactly what you're going to do, a sauna full of COVID.
There was air also. I'll get to water last. Say the best for last. The air is, you know.
Oh, I'm thinking about a jacuzzi. Oh, my God. Breathing. The air, the steam.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, this is breathing techniques, you know, such as utilizing yoga, regulated breathing-focused biofeedback techniques that reduce anxiety and perceived stress. You know, the paper goes on to talk about it. But we're here to talk about cold showers. Well, they talk about it and how it's used, you know, it's commonly used after saunas. Oh, here it is. I had to look for it because it's a long paper. One particular aspect of classic sauna practice that requires further interrogation for general and mental health is the common adoption of cold exposure after heat exposure. So cold showers after the sauna.
Icy hot.
So this is kind of why, you know, I needed a few sources on what to base this experiment on, the cold showers thing. So the only thing is we're not doing it after a sauna, but we are doing it, you know, it's relatively cold because we're in the winter and like water's super cold. The air is cold. So we're not going from hot to cold, but we're going from, you know, colder than room temperature, almost freezing outside. It's been cold for a while. It just recently it started warming up. But, you know, relatively freezing outside to, oh no, that wouldn't make sense. Could we be going from cold to cold?
But the summertime would be a good time to do this.
Well, the cold feels more cold when it's warm inside. That's kind of what I'm going from. Like, we have the heaters on because it's cold outside. That's more of what I meant is that.
Right.
Yeah, so it's just more extreme right now. Well, it was. Now it's not as bad, but.
It's hot right now. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I swear.
So in this paper, the 2015 study involved 3,018 participants without severe comorbidity and no routine experience of cold showering were randomized to hot and cold shower cycles during 30 consecutive days, followed by 60 days of showering cold at their own discretion. The primary outcome was illness days and related sickness days, sickness absence from work. Results revealed a 29% reduction in sickness absence for hot to cold showers compared to the control group, but not illness days in adults without severe comorbidity. These results suggest that further investigation into cold exposure and sauna bathing is an important area of research, especially considering the prevalence of their practice at a global level. So what I take from that is, there's something to it. There's more research that needs to be done. This paper was written in 2019. Why is no one looking into this?
There's something they don't want us to know.
No, it could be, but I don't know. Maybe it just doesn't have that much interest. Maybe that's why this podcast is so relevant. Like, they're trying to find, you know, they're trying to crack the mental health code, and that's good. Like, ultimately, we want people to be in a good mind state so that they can, you know, change the world, do life-changing things, change their life, you know, have an influence on the world and
be in, 'cause if you're feeling good,
a steady mindset. Yeah, like share that, the good mental health with everyone.
Right.
Sometimes it's a little hard, but that's what this whole thing is about.
That's when you get stuck in the process.
Yep, so that was that paper. The Adapted Cold Shower as a Potential Treatment for Depression was written in 2008. Or it was published in Medical Hypotheses in Volume 70, Issue 5, 2008. Basically, they just talk about how depression is a debilitating mood disorder that is among the top causes of disability worldwide. I'll just go ahead and read its summary. It can be categorized by a set of somatic. This is a little technical, so I hope you can keep along. By a set of somatic, emotional, and behavioral symptoms, one of which is a high risk of suicide. Very important to mental health, you know. This work presents a hypothesis that depression may be caused by the convergence of two factors. A lifestyle that lacks certain physiological stressors that have been experienced by primates through millions of years of evolution, such as brief changes in body temperature, for example, cold swim. And this lack of thermal exercise may cause inadequate functioning of the brain. Now, this relates back to one of the things that I learned. You remember how I said that unless you're challenging yourself, you'll never grow. And they're repeating the same thing here, more or less. Unless you're going through these physical stressors, for example, lack of thermal exercise, then it may impact your mental health.
And that, yeah, exactly, because it's saying, you know, the stuff that we've been through is the stuff that made us how stable we are today.
Yeah, so without us being back challenged,
how comfortable we are today, we're missing out, and we're actually hurting ourselves by not challenging ourselves.
Exactly. And the second thing, the two factors that the depression is caused by is that and B, the genetic makeup that predisposes an individual to be affected by the above condition more seriously than other people. So it's in your DNA. Some people are predisposed to certain illnesses. People that aren't challenging themselves in that way. I think that's interesting that I've never heard of that concept that stress, that depression could be caused by a lack of physiological stressors. Have you ever heard of that?
No, never though. But you know what? Yeah,
it makes a lot of things make sense, actually.
Exactly though, right?
So to test the hypothesis, an approach to treating depression is proposed that consists of adapted cold showers, and they did 20 degrees Celsius for 2 to 3 minutes, aka room temperature, preceded by a 5-minute gradual adaptation to make the procedure less shocking. So they turn the temperature down slowly over 5 minutes. Performed once or twice daily. The proposed duration of treatment is several weeks to several months. Now, the following evidence appears to support the hypothesis that exposure to cold is known to activate the sympathetic nervous system and increase the blood level of beta endorphin and noradrenaline, and to increase synaptic release of noradrenaline in the brain as well. Additionally, due to the high density of cold receptors in the skin, a cold shower is expected to send an overwhelming amount of electrical impulses from peripheral nerve endings to the brain. So peripheral nerve endings just means that it's not the spinal cord, you know, not the central nervous system or the brain, which could result in an antidepressive effect. Practical testing by a statistically insignificant number of people who did not have insufficient symptoms to be diagnosed with depression show that the cold hydrotherapy can relieve depressive symptoms rather effectively. So they didn't have depression per se. I guess they just didn't have the right data set.
Right.
It basically showed in that population that cold hydrotherapy can relieve depressive symptoms effectively, and that the therapy was found to have a significant analgesic effect and does not appear to have noticeable side effects or cause dependence. In conclusion, wider and more rigorous studies would be needed to test the validity of the hypothesis. So the same thing that the other paper said, there's evidence that it helped. There's just needs to be more testing.
And that was in 2008.
That was in 2008, and they picked it back up in 2019. I'm sure there's been other papers since, but these were some of the first few and more popular research papers that I found when looking them up.
I need to see what these other things these people experimented on, the people that wrote these papers.
Yeah, maybe if we knew other languages, maybe we could look this up in like Russian or like
right, like, I know what you're saying. Another country
like Iceland or, you know, cold countries, and see, I'm sure they probably have a better, because I know they like swim in like cold water for fun almost.
Dang, yo, I definitely want to find that out. That'd be cool.
Yeah, and I feel like people that come from those areas have more, they have a tough mind, like, you know, just thinking about like athletes and people that come from those areas, like Olympic lifters, Olympic athletes that are, you know, Russian, and
their mindset just seems different. Crazy, right? Man.
They put their body through a lot, and they I truly think they do a good, almost a better job of reaching their potential. I mean, there's always the thing about like performance enhancing drugs, but with what they have and their resources compared to like the US, like we have everything. It's almost hard not to be great at something here, because we have everything at your disposal. So yeah, you would expect us to like be number one in a lot of things. I'm not really sure how we stack up in the world, actually, like gold medals, but I know we do well, like obviously.
Right. That's what I'm thinking. You're about to find out soon when you go to Japan.
Yeah, I'll go to Japan. I can't watch the Olympics there. Isn't that crazy? Like, I can stand on the sidewalk outside the stadium, but I can't go in.
What? Really?
Yeah, like when I'm there, because they're not allowing spectators.
Bro, that's actually kind of lame.
Wait, did you not know this?
I think I remember you telling me this.
Yeah, Japan's not allowing spectators, so I can't go watch the Olympics. They're allowing Japanese spectators, but not international spectators, I believe.
Okay, I feel that.
Yeah, it's kind of lame.
I would say disguise yourself, but that's going too far.
Oh, I might get canceled.
Yeah, exactly. That's perfect, man. That's just so wild, man.
What is the ultimate decision? Would you recommend this task for 21 days for anyone, but like specifically for people that might be suffering mentally? And that doesn't have to mean that you have like like you're diagnosed. It just could mean that you're having a bad day. Maybe you're just not in a good spot.
I would definitely say yes, simply because the simple change in routine does a lot, you know, and that exactly what you said. You're going to learn from that. Like, it's not like you're just going to be in there getting whooped the whole time, you know. It's definitely going to do something for your psyche, your mentality and everything, you know. So I would say yes. Again, I want to do it again, and I'm probably going to do it again very soon. And I want to see what it does. You know, I want to go at it with a new approach, you know, even as we just talked about it, like everything that you said. I want to see what type of powers I get from it.
Oh, you get a lot. You said he's getting strong. A lot of powers, man. So, yeah, I agree with everything you say. I highly recommend it.
I would definitely think so.
I think it's crucial. That's why I'm not going to go back to hot showers. I was telling one of our friends who's a fighter. He does jiu-jitsu, amongst other things. And I was like, yo, when's your next fight? He was like, in April. It's coming up soon. I was like, yo, if you want to win your next fight, without a doubt, you need to do these cold showers, because it's going to put you in a mindset where you can conquer anything. Like, that's where I'm at right now. I feel like I'm on top of the world.
You know what? I wonder if Gabby, like, I need to talk to him. I need to get him to do it, because
he said he was going to do it, but maybe he forgot. We need to remind him.
We do, because, man, I definitely want to see that, because his will is strong, you know, and I want to see.
He had a match like a few weeks ago, and he won bronze. It was like a IBJJF in Dallas, Texas. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a super big competition, and he did bronze. So you know, he did okay, but I don't think he was definitely not satisfied, I don't think.
Right. But it was a great placement in a big competition, but yeah, he's hungry, man. He's hungry. Yeah, he's I think hungry. That's definitely something. It could even give you an edge. It's an edge builder, you know what I'm saying?
If you're not doing everything you can to get that edge, then you're just hurting yourself in the long run.
Yep, because somebody's doing something, you're not.
Yep. I think I mentioned, but like, there's all these little things that you can do. And just with cold showers itself, like, I feel like I can do anything. So imagine if, like, I started doing a whole bunch of other things on top of that, that pretty much provide the same benefit, more or less. Like, where will I be then? Then the world, like, everything's, there's no limits. There, that's that mindset thing. Like, you can't put limits on yourself, because then you realize them. And reality.
And you just limited. You just stopped yourself. You capped yourself.
Yeah. It's really that easy. man, it's tough, like, teaching that to people, too.
This dude's about to go blue.
Oh, so.
I swear.
Highly recommend it.
Yeah, man.
Can't recommend it anymore. That's all I got on that.
Cold showers, man. 21 days. That was crazy you did it. Like, I knew you were going to be able to do it, though.
Yep. Oh, one more thing is that I had to make a hard decision the other day. And you know what brought me back to a good mind state? Was taking a cold shower.
Yep. We talked about that.
Yeah, man. I was in a weird spot, and I was like, man, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. So I took a cold shower, and I really had a moment with myself and with God. And I was like, what should I do? Where am I at? What do I want this world to be like? I was going to a bad place. You know how we talked about, like, are you the villain? Are you the villain? Are you the hero?
Right.
Yeah. I felt like the villain for a second, man. That was not cool. Not cool.
Yo, this dude was in the shower in a dark place thinking this is a villain scene. It was either you about to be a villain or a hero in the making.
What's going to happen? And I chose to be the hero.
Yeah, you made the right choice. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, and everything's good. Like, I felt free today. I was telling you earlier, I was like, man, I feel a lot better now. I was like, I feel like a free man.
I'm happy for you, man, for sure. I know it was bothering you.
Yeah, so I can always come back to the cold showers, like having a bad day or whatnot. Like, I do that when I work out, too. Like, if I'm having a bad day, I'm just like, man, forget everything. I'm just going to go work out. Oh, that's another one.
Working out will do. Oh, man, working out will definitely do it.
Yeah. I've been using that for a while now because I work out all the time. Like, when I'm in the gym, everything disappears. Like, same thing with jiu-jitsu. Like, once you go through that door, nothing else really matters. Like, same thing with that's me in sports in general. Like, pole vaulting.
Yeah, but sports taught us to be like that.
Like, I love sports for that aspect.
Yep. That's crazy. You're right. Because, man, like, because of sports,
once you get on that track, like, and you know you just got a race or whatever, like, it's just you and that person. There's nothing else that matters in that moment.
It's like, dang, man. See, that's crazy. I just realized that's where that came from.
Yeah. Sports and weightlifting. It's the same thing with the cold showers. Like, you're going to find your thing. I personally like doing all of them. But maybe it's something different for you.
Yeah, that's exactly what's funny. Yep. Yeah, we all have our things, man. You know, of course, parkour is one of mine.
Yep.
I do that, and I forget about everything I'm doing. Forget about the time, be late to things.
What happened to your foot, bro?
Oh, my goodness.
Tell us a story.
Man,
are you depressed now that you can't do that?
I mean, honestly, I am for multiple reasons, you know, and I was flipping, you know, I went out with some friends this weekend And we were going around the park at Finley Park, and of course I started flipping off. We were in the park, and there were these concrete type steps, you know, they're pretty wide, you know, probably about just a 2.5 foot, maybe 3 foot drop. You know, you jump, it's maybe 4 foot. But I was flipping off of it, and I hit almost like a aerial off of this, like a cartwheel in the air, but you know, you go over your body. And I went to go land, and I landed on 1 foot, you know, like I was trying to do, but which was clearly a mistake.
You did an aerial off a step?
Or? Yeah, like a concrete wall step, like, you know, those
but,
big.
But there was an elevation drop.
Yes.
So how did you expect to land? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, bro, I lagged out kind of, but I landed on one leg.
Usually an aerial, weird. Like you would do on flat ground, like no elevation change, but with...
But you can do like a...
So it was lag, so like the rotation took longer. So when you actually got around back to where you needed to be, now you were lower on the ground. I got you.
Exactly. And I was doing it out of a... I was 3 steps up, and I did a front flip off, gainer side, and then was going to do the aerial last. And I was doing the progressions to it and was at the aerial part and did it. And in these shoes, they're hard. They're different shoes I usually train in. But when I landed on my right foot, 1 foot on the ground, literally my foot felt like, I felt it instantly, man. It just throbbed. It was a big throb. It was a shooting pain, and it started throbbing. And I was just like, oh, I just messed something up. And I kept walking around, and I was just like, I probably just need a second because I thought I just landed hard. I thought it would go away. And about 10, 15 minutes later, did you see that combo I posted? I did this.
I saw it, yeah, on Oscar's snap.
Yeah, I kept flipping. I kept doing everything.
Wait, that was after that?
Yeah.
For a second, I thought that was during. I thought that was when you did it, but you just made it look clean, I guess. But no, you're saying that was after you already hurt your ankle.
After I hurt my ankle, I hit this a long combo. Yeah, I hit a long combo.
Two or three flips.
Yeah, it was a hook. It was a hook kick to a tornado, to a touchdown rise, to a gainer, to a corkscrew.
Wasn't this on the same steps?
Nah, this was on the flat ground. Oh, the cartwheel.
No, I saw you doing something on steps.
Oh no, nah, that was no, then you didn't see the flat ground one. The flat ground trick was like eight tricks, bro. That's what I'm bro.
I was working, so I couldn't really like look at everything.
It was crazy. And this Monday I went to the doctor to get my foot checked out because it was still swollen over the weekend. And these people tell me, right?
Oh my god.
I know. They asked me if I had fractured my foot before, and I was just like, what do you mean? They were just like, it looks like
you're about to get the worst news of your life.
Yeah, I was like, oh my gosh, like, no, no. And they told me I already fractured my foot. It looks like I have a fracture already in my foot that was like re-injured. Like I just hurt it again. Like it was an old fracture that I hurt again. There were bone fragments in my foot, and I had an ovation, or like, what was it? A partially torn ligament, whatever the ovation ligament thing is in my ankle. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. So I already had a fractured foot. And they were like, yeah, under your pinky toe or something like that. And I remembered when I fractured it like 4 months ago, but I just thought it was a stubbed toe, man. I just thought it was a stubbed toe and ignored it. So my foot right now, man, is horrible.
I dropped an I-beam, like a steel beam on my foot. And I dropped it on my joint, like right, it passed. It just happened to miss the steel toe part of my boot. And it landed right on the joint, which is like super fragile,
bro.
And it hurts. I'm what if I fracture my toe like you, and I'm just ignoring it?
Yo, see, I'm telling you, man. Like, look.
But I mean, what can you really do besides, like, you know, it's supposed to fix itself, right? Like fractures or no?
See, honestly, I would think so because, bro,
well, I'm not a doctor, but I know people use like stents and whatnot.
Stents, I mean, I'm probably going to get a brace for a while. I don't think I'm going to get a boot because, I mean, I think I'd be fine. Like, I'm walking now, but I do feel something. And I feel now, as the later's going on, something coming up the side of my right leg. It feels like one of the tendons, and it feels weird. I don't like that. But I will say this, as we're getting older and we're doing training, like, this is my foot and I want to continue to keep doing my parkour and free running. And that's why I decided to actually go to the doc thing, not ignore it this time, because I was like, if something is wrong and I ignore it, I'm just ruining my own career now for just from trying to be tough or some shit. Like, at this point, it's not worth it, you know? I'd rather take care of myself than be a fool. And I mean, because I tore a ligament in my wrist, never got it checked out. 2 years later, found out I fractured my finger in high school. Didn't know, kept playing the football games, found out 3 weeks later. And I was just like, man, like, I just keep doing this. So I don't know. Maybe I need a full body MRI, a CAT scan type thing. I need to see what's up. They might make me into a cyborg.
I don't trust imaging.
I could feel it.
Because sometimes you have like irregularities that might suggest that you've gotten injured or something like that. And
I could feel that to an extent.
There's a whole thing to it. It's kind of hard to explain. I don't know it, but Steffi Cohen goes into it. She kind of, you know, it shouldn't be that tool for diagnosing something like the soul thing that you use.
Right, right. I could feel where you're coming from in a sense.
Yeah.
All I know is my foot is blown. It's like a flat tire right now.
Speaking of flat tires, you know who has a flat tire?
Who?
Oscar was deadlifting in like Air Max type shoes and he busted the bubble in his shoe.
Yeah, that's funny.
I forget what shoe exactly it was. He said he was deadlifting like a certain amount of weight, and when he went, you know how, well, I don't know if you know, but like, I guess your foot will like touch the bottom. It'll go like through the bubble. It'll like touch the bottom with you.
Yeah.
Like, I guess if you weigh a lot or if you're deadlifting in them, and he was in like, you know, the maximum pressure that you can put on your foot, and he was touching the bottom of his foot, and all of a sudden it just like gave out.
You know, who would have known Air Maxes had a weight balance? Weight
capacity?
Yeah, weight
capacity. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, that's messed up, man. That's messed up. They must make a heavy-duty one.
Yeah, he said he was doing, like, I don't know, 315 or something heavier, maybe.
Yo, that's tough, man. That's tough, man.
That makes me think about, like, oh, no, I've never deadlifted in my Air Maxes. But
I mean, would he?
I don't know. Why didn't he just deadlift barefoot?
Yeah, come on, man. Be a savage.
Come on, man.
And now you got flat tire feet.
I want to give an update, actually. You remember how I was talking about my goals? That's what this show is kind of about.
Yeah, what's up? Yeah.
You remember how I was talking about how I went back to back squat?
Yes.
Yeah, so I've been doing back squat since, and remember how I said that it was kind of bad, like it was almost near the weight, like it was barely any more weight than I could do on front squat?
Yep.
Well, it didn't take too long before I like started doing more weight. So I believe I started around 265. I did that for like a week or two, and then I picked up a new strength program. It's called 531. I might explain it one day, but anyway, you have to do, well, you don't have to, but a good way to figure out your 90% of your one rep max is to do a 3 rep max. So I did a max week, test week, and I ended up doing 315 on back squat as for 3 reps. And I think my initial goal was to just do 315, that to just do 1 rep for 315. Remember I was saying that?
I remember
that?
You said that. Yeah. Yep, I remember you said
Cause,
that.
Because I was saying, like, I misspoke or something, like, because I said,
what did 415.
415, but, yeah, something like that. Well, anyway.
I remember. Yeah.
I got 3 reps, and that's what I'm training on right now. So I'm basing my workouts off of that, and I've actually decided that I am going to enter a powerlifting meet.
Really?
Yep. Bench, squat, deadlift.
Dang.
This is going to go down. I'm giving myself enough time so that I can, because every 4 weeks, I reset my percentages and the reps and everything, and I add more weight. So I kind of calculated like how far I need to go so that I can get 4 plates on squat. Is it four plates? I think, yeah, that's my goal. 405.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Four plates. That's my goal for squat. The rest don't really matter, but I'm pretty much starting the same on deadlift. Like a 315 deadlift, 315 squat, 225 bench are my markers. That's where I'm starting at right now with the three rep max. But like, for example, this is my deload week. Next week, I'll add on 10 pounds to squat, 10 pounds to deadlift, 5 pounds to bench. I had a shoulder problem. So actually tomorrow, I'm going to test my three rep max. No, Friday, I'm going to test my three rep max on military press, standing military press.
Yeah, right, right.
I haven't, because I hurt my shoulder, so I haven't been able to test it. And I've been missing jiu-jitsu as well. So all that is going to go back into motion starting next week. But like Friday, I test my military press. So yeah, that's where I'm at. So I should be doing this either the first or the second week of October, as long as I stick to this schedule.
Dang, bro. Stay with it then, man. Stay yep. with it. Honestly, as long as my foot heals up, that I'm going to go back and do a max week once I get back in the gym. Like, I'm probably going to try to
that
go back.
That doesn't sound like a smart idea.
I'm going to do it. Not the first week.
Okay,
like,
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
going to do like a week.
That's what you want to be able to do to like reassess.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to go in there the first week and, of course, go max
out. I thought you were going to like be like, oh, I think I feel good now. I'll go do max.
No, max I'm going to snap the whole foot. I just leave the gym with my foot under the squat bar.
Yeah.
That would be it.
That's funny. So that's my new goal in terms of weightlifting is do this powerlifting. I'm kind of excited. I've never done it, and I've always wanted to, just to see where I'm at versus like other people my weight. I'm sure I'm not going to be great or anything, but I just want to do it, you know. I've never done it.
Nah, man, that experience.
You know what would be cool is Hybrid just had their Hybrid Showdown a few weeks ago in Miami.
Right.
At Hybrid Gym with Steffi Cohen and Hayden Bo and the rest of the gang. I was going to go. I wanted to go so bad, but I just couldn't. It just didn't work out. What would be awesome is if I did this powerlifting meet here, had another few sprinkled here and there between October and like February, March. And I did a meet at, I did it there next year. So there's, it's an open meet. You just pay. And there's two days. The first day is like open to anybody. And the second day is you have to be above 500 Wilks, which is just like a scoring method. Like you have to have certain numbers and they add up based on your weight. Like,
right. Like the 1100 club, 1200
yeah,
club.
Sort of like that. That's the second day for like legit people, and you know, there's cash money prize. I'm not worried about that, but it'd be cool if I like did like maybe a powerlifting meet in October, maybe one in like December, and then another one, like my final one in like March at Hybrid. That'd be pretty sweet.
I mean, the biggest thing is getting the plan down.
No, that's literally like one of the biggest stages in my opinion right now. I'll have to send you the link. I'll post the link in the show notes for this show too. I assume there's a recap video out now, and you'll see what I'm talking about, like why I want to go.
Word, yo, word.
I'm not trying to be a powerlifter though. Don't get it twisted.
I mean, but for a while there, I mean, from how you lifted, it looks like you are.
Yeah. I just started back on creatine Monday. Like I guess I took a little break. Mostly because I couldn't find my water bottle and like I just started missing days. So I was like, what am I doing?
Right, right.
but yeah, I'm back on it. That's why I was so like, that's why I really wanted to drink my creatine during the water break today, because I wanted to like, I don't want to miss a day. Like the cold showers have returned me to a good spot. Like creatine, like what I should be doing lifting wise. I'm back to my morning workouts. I was actually not doing them for a minute. I'm back on them. I met this random, well, not a random, sort of random dude in the gym. He was Myron, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
And we're doing the same workouts now on Mondays, Wednesdays, and we're just keeping each other accountable, showing up in the mornings, because he said he wanted to come in the morning again. And I was like, well, I'm supposed to be coming in the morning. That's what I have written in my planner, but I haven't been coming because I've been either lazy or I sleep late. You know, no excuses, but it is what it is. I'm back on it, baby.
Yeah, he said he's back on it, bro. I've really been wanting to incorporate going to the gym in the morning just because it's the time, you know, time. And if I'm really about it, like I say I am, I need to make sure that I'm doing it when every day. And the only time I'll be able to do it every day and when I know nothing will get in my way is in the morning before I do anything else.
That's what you have to do, man. You have to be willing to put like your
sleep.
You got to get those mental barriers out the way. So like in the summer, this is a big thing. This is the last thing before we get off because we're running a little long. But like in high school, every time we would have summer break or like winter break, I would think, because I would work with my dad, I would think, well, I don't have time to work out, so I'm just going to use work as like, that's the only workout I get in. Well, that's not a bad thing because there's different types of strengths. Like that increased my endurance, and like I'll lose a lot of body fat during those times. But like if you want to be good at what you're doing, like you have to have that strict schedule. You can't just take 3 months off between like your training periods and think it's cool. Like, no, you need to be doing something at least. So what I started doing is either working out in the mornings or in the evenings, like just doing a little bit. It literally doesn't have to be much, like pull-ups, push-ups, air squats, burpees, some jump rope. That'll keep you in shape. It might not be what you want it to be, but it's better than starting back at square one every season, which is what I felt like I was doing in high school every year. The only reason I was getting slightly better is because of age. Like you get bigger, you get stronger with like, you know, between 14 and 18.
Right.
Yeah. So it's natural to get faster, quicker, whatever. And with experience, you get better. But if like looking back, if I were to do it again, I would have had some type of summer season or like a winter season, even if it was chill, but to not start back at square one every single time.
And that's what sucks, man.
Yeah.
Things I wish I would
have
done.
If you don't know that, like, you know, people have like, there's like spring ball for like baseball, for example. And there's like summer camps. Like, man, where we grow up, you don't go to that kind of stuff.
That stuff doesn't exist.
Yeah, man. We struggling out here just to get some food. How are we going to go to summer club?
We struggling just to even have the coaches. They, man, it's insane, man.
It's definitely a money thing, but you got to do with what you got. So that's why I took it into my own hands. Like I had a little bit of like, you know, crappy, like 1-inch plates, but it's something. Like,
again,
and when I started doing that, I didn't really do that till college. When I started doing that, I was like, I could be great. Like, I started being more strict about like the gym, and that's when I like started making real progress. Like, not this little, you know, ups and downs. It's all up from there.
Right.
Never look back. I rarely take off like more time than I think I need. Like, I'll do deload weeks. Honestly, the last 4 years, I take a deload week every 8 to 10 weeks at most.
Right.
Just recently, I took a 2-week break because I hurt my mid back. Like I strained it moving like washing machines around. But like, honestly, I haven't taken that much time off and I've been gaining ever since. So if you think like I learned, I don't know where this isn't the first place I seen it, but the thing that really stuck with me, I saw the Dwayne Johnson quote, like persistence will like, that's what really has one of the largest effect on like how you progress is being persistent and consistent.
That's the hardest part.
Yeah. You just got to get in the habit though. Forming the habit is the hard part. To keep doing it, in my opinion, is the easy part, because then it just becomes like something natural for you. Same thing with this cold showers. Like, it was hard to do it at first, but now it's a habit, and now I look forward to it. It's honestly the highlight of my days.
Right. It's something you do.
Yep. Same thing with my lifts. I look forward to all my lifts every day. I can't.
Oh yeah, the gym. That's exactly what it is like that with the gym for me. I love it.
Yeah, and you just start getting this mindset of like, doing tough, challenging things, and you know they're good for you, so why would you not do them? Maybe I don't know. I don't feel like I have... I'm not saying my mindset is better than anybody else's mindset, and like, I can't be good at everything, right? So... But all I'm saying is... once you start being great, like, it sucks to be not great.
Right. It's addicting.
It's addicting, man. That might be a problem. I don't know. We'll see later.
We'll see later.
Yeah. Well, I said that was the last thing, but super. This is the last thing. Okay. So when I was doing track and I got hurt, I thought I was doing good, and then I didn't go into depression, but like when I had surgery and I couldn't do track anymore, I was like, man, I had the opportunity of a lifetime and I missed it because I was just being a little dumb about like my form, and I went like head first into surgery. I didn't really think about other options. Honestly, like I shouldn't have done that. I should have talked it out with other people, like coaches and whatnot. I definitely like did that on my own.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and when you disassociate with that identity of being an athlete, and now you have to come to the realization that now that you're just a student, you're no longer a student athlete, dude, that hits your ego so hard.
Man, that's crazy. Cause that's, remember how you just asked me if I was down about hurting my ankle?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. That's the same experience. Yes. Hell yeah. Cause the first thing I thought about is,
yeah, it's like, imagine if you could never do parkour again.
Right, exactly.
That would ruin your life.
I didn't but, do like and I should have progressed so much more.
Yeah, you have to be willing to. I mean, we're all going to come to that day. Like, we all die. Like, we all decline after a while. But while we're strong and healthy, like, let's do the best that we can to get as high as we can, to do the best we can to achieve the best. Like, there's no reason why you shouldn't be doing that unless you're just content with life. And if you are, then I can't change your mind. Like, you wouldn't be listening to this podcast right now.
All right. Nope. That's a good way to put it right there.
And I think we'll end on that note. Make sure to check out Lovely World. Again, they are at lovelyworldmusic.com. This has been X.
And your boy Flex.
Have a good one. Keep it real.
Hey, y'all stay relevant.